With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
It's a lot, and like I said, I'm envious in a lot of ways.
Go there with me.
I'm envious in a lot.
What do you wish you had that these guys have that you didn't?
The access to the video that you have now is unbelievable. Everybody's, you know, you've got an iPad and
in the dugout.
Absolutely, and you take it to your hotel room. I'll put myself back in my career. And it's like, I was always just dying for as much intel as I could get. Who we facing tonight? You know, how's he been pitching lately? I've got a history with him, but how's he pitching lately? What's he going to? Is he going to the cutter more than the two seamer? Well, I have an iPad that has every single pitch he's thrown this year and I can click on it and it's right there. How about the bullpen? The bullpen's changed up a little bit. Okay. Three or four guys are on the IL. Three or four new guys. I got a couple guys from AAA up here. What can I expect when they come in the game? I got it right here and I can click on it. I can watch everything. We pull into a new city and I got 4 days to watch 4 days of clips of these guys. I can watch in its entirety every pitch that every person on that roster has thrown. Wow. That makes me, now I'm ready. Okay. This guy's warming up in the bullpen. I've already watched him. I know what to kind of expect. I've never faced him before, but here's what he tends to do in this situation of the ball game, you know, and you put it into the correct context. This is not me critiquing my players. No, these Texas Rangers.
This
Texas Rangers won the World Series 2 years ago. You know, we had a lot of injuries this year down the stretch. We had a lot of young players come up with a lot of energy. We made a run at it late in the season. We got to within one game of the wild card, and then quite couldn't get it over the top. You know, we were missing some key players. We're missing a Corey Seager. We're missing a Marcus Semien. We're missing an Evan Carter. Three of our regulars were out for the last month and a half of the season. But the young kids that came up, the Freemans of the world, they really made a difference. They brought some energy, and they made it an exciting run. And in the end, it just wasn't enough. That's baseball. I've been on a lot of teams like that. Been on teams that made that run and got to the other side, got to the postseason, and got deep into the postseason. I've also been on teams that we were close, and right at the end, we needed to do this, and we quite didn't get the job done. So it was one of those. The experience, being back in uniform, was great. The kids, and I call them kids, but the players, they were wonderful. They were fun coming to the ballpark and interacting with. It's great getting their perspective. You know, we had many talks with veteran players and then the young players that today. And it was like, here's my advice. Here's the lessons I learned throughout my career. And then they give me their point of view. And it was something in the middle that was good for tonight's, you know, our plan for tonight against this left-handed pitcher that we got on the mound tonight. So it was great. It was different than I thought it was going to be. It was a lot of hours in that cage. But I'll tell you one thing Richard did is it kind of got that fire going again for me. And being in uniform, as tough as it is living and dying every day with the hitters, because it's tough.
Right.
Man, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, it was great misery, if that makes sense. Well,
you and I talked about it off the air, off away from the podcast during the season, that I think you might have forgotten what it's like to lose every day or win every day and how frustrating this game is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the one thing I said when I first got back in uniform was, there's one thing I can relate with you guys. There's not one thing. There's everything I can relate. I've been in every position you could possibly be in. I've been in the middle of magical seasons where everything's going great. I don't go in a slump. I've been on the other side of the ledger where I can't get on a hot streak, and it's a long season. And then I've been in seasons in between where you hit your cold spots and you hit your hot spots. So anything you're doing in this game, any emotion you're feeling, I can definitely relate to it, because I've been on all sides of the coin. And I think players appreciated that part about it. It's I'll tell you, it got my juices flowing again. It made me, as much as it killed me when we didn't hit and we lost a game, and that feeling I have.
Right. And Brett and I would talk after those games.
It's way harder than playing.
Right.
It's way harder than playing, because I play, and I think I've used this scenario before. It's like, when we win and the hitters do their job, it's almost like a relief. There's not joy. I mean, I'm not going to frown. I'm probably going to be smiling, but it's like, it's a relief. Like, all right, we got through that one. When you
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You'll lose. Man, as a coach in 2025 on the field in the battle with these guys, it's like you go 0 for 5 every time you lost. And you didn't go 0 for 5. You left a runner at third base with less than two outs. You struck out twice in key positions. And it was like, there's no positive to winning. As a player, you have a different outlook. It's day-to-day. It's a 162-game grind. You're not going to win every day. Some days you're going to lose and you're going to have an individually good day and you're going to be able to sleep tonight. I went 2-for-4. We lost 6-1. Okay. It's over with. File that away. Let's go try to get a victory tomorrow. So as a player, it's a different feeling, a different perspective, a different outlook. Whereas a coach, you're just living and dying with every win and every loss.
All right. So somebody's going to want to ask this question. Would you do it again?
Absolutely. You know, it's something. It's like I said, being back in uniform, it got the juices flowing. This is kind of in my DNA. I mean, baseball has been my whole life since probably 2 or 3 years old. That's all I've done. That's all my family's
waking,
done.
Waking Ray Boone up with your catcher's gear going, come on, let's go hit.
Exactly. So it's just kind of That's what I do, you know. And this year with Bruce calling me, that my first, you know, when I talked to the press when I first got there, I said, what do you think? I said, this is was not premeditated. This is the last thing I thought was going to happen on Friday. And here I am Monday in uniform again, and because it's where I'm supposed to be. Right. And at this particular time in my life, it's where I'm supposed to be. Now, Bruce has moved on. He just took a job with the San Francisco Giants, so he's not going to be a skipper this year. So I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be with the Texas Rangers this coming season, but I'm very active right now and trying to formulate where I'm going to be in what capacity in the game of baseball. Will it be in uniform again? Maybe. Maybe a front office. We'll see. And that's what the offseason's for, to kind of find out where I'm going to head. But definitely I want to stay in the game. It's something that, you know, getting that fire burning was something that I didn't know was even in there anymore. And down the road, you know, I'd like to manage one day. And if that's in the cards for me in the next year or two, so be it. But I have that outlook of, you know, I'll be exactly where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there.
So repeat that. What did you say? You want to manage one day?
I think so. I think that's the ultimate long term. I if you'd asked me 5 years ago, I'd say, I don't know if that's for me. You know, Aaron's been doing it, and I see him going through that grind for for the past 8 years. And until you get back in uniform, that was the one thing, Rich, that was interesting, because I'm, you know, being a big brother of Aaron, and going through the years and having phone conversations with them during the season when they're going through a tough stretch. And I'd get off the phone and I'd think, wow, he takes it hard. And we're wired differently, Aaron and myself. But I just thought, man, he's got to take it easy on himself. Doesn't he know that there's only so much you can do as uniform personnel?
Right.
I put that uniform on. And the first time I saw Aaron, I had a conversation with him and I said,
you apologize?
Now I know what you go through. And he laughed. He said, it's interesting being on the other side, isn't it? But until you actually go through it, you really can't put it in context for somebody that hasn't gone through it, you know? And you think you can. I have a lot of friends that have done this and gone back on the field after their career, and they'd explain it to me, and I'd say, yeah, whatever. It's really not that big of a deal. And then you put the uni on. Wow. It's a wake-up call. It was definitely a learning experience for me, and it's something that, you know, going forward, you know, I think I'm interested in doing.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.